This is KUT. For many middle and high school students, this year's presidential election is their introduction to American politics. It's an unusual election to start with. And as KUT's Kate McGee discovered, some Austin students have a lot of opinions about the candidates, the rhetoric, and what issues are important.
Every 4 years, students at Keeling Middle School get a chance to take an elective course called Presidential Politics. They study the current presidential election and local races, too. This year, about a dozen students are taking the class. Anya, Ava, Flynn, Soren, and Stella are five of those students. We're referring to them by their first names because they're 12, and no one needs their middle school opinions following them around forever. So where do these kids stand on the candidates? We'll start with Anya.
My thoughts about the election were a little mixed. I liked Hillary Clinton a little bit, but I didn't like her as much because of the emails.
She would be the first woman president, which would be great. I do agree with her on a lot of topics because she's a moderate Democrat.
I was following that Donald Trump was kind of doing some crazy stuff that I was not very interested in at all, and I was definitely definitely for Hillary Clinton.
That's seventh graders Soren and Stella. According to a mini-election held at the beginning of class, most students support Hillary Clinton, 85%. That's not surprising. This is Austin, and these students aren't immune to the political landscape of this city or the politics of their parents.
I mean, they're my parents, so I'm going to take more influence from them.
Many students say they don't take Donald Trump seriously.
Sometimes if Donald Trump does something ridiculous, like ejects a baby from a rally, then it will be something like a laughing matter. He just insults his opponents and just kind of ruthless, angry bully, I think.
In this class, we've talked a lot about how he doesn't give any solutions and like how he's going to solve problems. He'll be like, I'm going to make it better. Like his slogans, make America great again, but how are you going to do that exactly?
But while these students are leaning toward Clinton, they aren't all enthusiastic about her.
They're voting for the lesser of two evils rather than the candidate that they actually like.
This is Flynn. Even so, Flynn feels like Clinton is still a better option.
Some of the things that Mr. Trump and like specifically were saying were mean and racist.
Anya says she's concerned about Hillary Clinton's email controversy, but she says there are other issues she cares about more.
Gun control, terrorism, the economy, and like taxes, and then climate control.
Gun control was a huge issue for these students.
I don't think that everyone should be able to have a gun.
Like, I want to know what's going to happen with gun rights.
When you listen to the news and you hear that 49 people have been killed, it'd be nice if one of the next presidents could help control that.
It's a very large problem that many, many people are dying, and it should be fixed as soon as possible.
According to a study from the Southern Poverty Law Center, this year's election is having a negative effect on students, especially students of color. Nationally, teachers surveyed have seen an increase in bullying and anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant sentiment. Anya, who is Muslim, says she never feels comfortable telling people about her faith.
I've kind of gotten used to it now of all the hate for Muslims and everything. Most people don't know that I am Muslim. They just assume I might be Christian or something, so they don't really bother me.
Anya says she feels the media treats Muslim people differently.
Every time there's a Muslim terrorist, it's always, oh yeah, they were trying to harm people. But I remember there was one time when there was a Christian terrorist and they said, oh, he's just mentally ill. Like, Muslim terrorists can also be mentally ill.
But Anya says she was still surprised when Donald Trump said he would ban Muslims from the country.
I was shocked that someone who is an American citizen and America is, you know, supposed to be really supportive of all religions could say that.
Stella says she thinks Trump is stoking fears about particular groups of people, and she understands why that might resonate with some voters.
Because he said, like, one of the reasons that he wants to essentially kick Mexicans out is because Muslims, apparently, to people who agree with Donald Trump, or Mr. Trump, all Muslims are like with ISIS, which definitely doesn't make me feel safe. I don't agree with that. I don't think that all Muslims are with ISIS, but ISIS doesn't make me feel safe. That's a terrorist group.
And while this election may be a harsh introduction to the realities of the world, students like Stella remain idealistic.
Just want America to be a good country where everyone is equal and can do as they please.
While these students can't vote yet, the Travis County Tax Office is holding a mock election for students across the county on October 4th. Students will register to vote at their school. Keeling Middle School's presidential politics class will be running the election at their school. Kate McGee, KUT News.